This is Science Show number 1994, in which we ask two big questions. How much did Shakespeare know about scientific ideas? And did an ancient human invent art 500,000 years ago? Yes, it's one of the stories of the year, published in Nature on Thursday, the telltale signs of careful decoration, of a shell by a creature more than twice as ancient as modern humans. Dr. Stephen Munro is a researcher in archaeology at the ANU in Canberra.
So the shells themselves come from Java in Indonesia, and they were collected over 100 years ago. So in 1890s, Eugène Dubois, you know, a Dutchman, he went to Indonesia looking for the missing link and found it, basically. He discovered Homo erectus, what he called Pithecanthropus erectus at the time, but it's become known as Homo erectus. And it's Trinil, where these shells come from, is the type locality, because this is the type specimen of Homo erectus, which was found here. So they were found in Java. Dubois took all the fossils that he found there, including the Homo erectus fossils, and these shells back to the Netherlands, and they've basically been stored at Naturalis in Leiden at the museum there.
How did you know that there were these engravings on it? Because when you look at it, you can just see zigzag lines. It's a bit like one of those ECG, your heart going up, little peaks going right round. And you hadn't noticed them when you first saw them, or did you?
There may well have been other people who have looked at them, and certainly I held it and put it down under the camera, took the photograph of it, but at that time I didn't notice the engravings. It was only when I got back to the university here in Canberra, at the Australian National University, where I was looking at the digital photographs which I'd taken of the whole collection, and there was over 300 photos in there. So there's a really big collection of these bivalves. And when I came to this one, I mean, it was one of those moments where I just thought, it leapt out at me. You could see it immediately in the digital photograph, these clear markings that had no natural explanation. They really had to be engraved by humans.
Well, it seemed to me, could be, isn't it, one of those mad microorganisms that crawling up, carving away?
Look, there may be another explanation for these, and if there is, we haven't heard it. We've asked a lot of experts, people who have a lot of experience with shells, with art, early art forms, and I guess it's up to people themselves can have a look at the engravings on this shell, and you know, if they can find a natural explanation for them, I think we'd all be really happy to hear that.
No, you wouldn't. You'd be very disappointed.
Well, obviously, look, I mean, the point is, we've tried to eliminate every other cause. Now, there was one possibility when we first found these. We had to remain sceptical because these are associated with Homo erectus. They're very ancient shells. So we were sceptical ourselves. And one of the questions we knew which would be asked was, well, these have been sitting in a museum for 100 years. Maybe somebody's got out and done some engraving on them. So we had to be sure that they were older, as old as the shells. And in fact, the microanalysis that we did as part of this research looked at the shells and proved that engravings themselves predate the fossilisation of the shell. And you can tell that by looking at the weathering and so forth. So really, we know that the engravings are as old as the shells. As far as we can tell, the only explanation for them is that they were human-made, and the only human associated with these shells at that time is Homo erectus.
500,000 years ago. Quite extraordinary. And the other clue, which I find rather compelling, is that the muscle, you know, the actual piece of meat that holds the bivalve together, has been attacked by some pointy thing, as if a human was trying to get it open for lunch.
Well, that's the thing about this collection, is that there's a number of indications, as well as this engraving, that it was actually formed by an agent that was collecting them. The size of the shells in the collection are all a uniform size. They're very large bivalves, sort of the size of your hand. They fit really snugly into the palm of your hand. And that's true, that what we have found through experimental research that we have done is that the most likely candidate for making the engravings is maybe a shark tooth, and that there's holes in the adductor muscle. So this is the place in the shell where the adductor muscle joins the shell. There's a number of the shells have holes in there, which looks as though the purpose for doing that is that you sever the adductor muscle and that immediately opens the shell so that you can then reach the contents inside.
So what is the significance? Older than human beings, modern human beings, older than Neanderthals, Here was symbolic art. One presumes it's symbolic of something.
Yeah, well, I think there's a number of significant aspects to this, as you mentioned, the age of it. So this is at least 430,000 years. That's the minimum age we've dated it as. It's probably about 500,000 years. So that puts it back 300,000 or 400,000 years older than similar sorts of engravings that you find anywhere else in the world. The second thing is the location. It's in Java in Indonesia, whereas a lot of these innovative sort of geometric patterns that you see are either in Africa or Europe. So it really draws the focus away from those areas and allows us to look at more areas. The other thing is that it's Homo erectus rather than Neanderthals or Homo sapiens, who we normally associate this type of markings with. And the fourth thing for me is that these are on shells rather than bits of ochre or stones or on bones. But this shell, this muscle that the Homo erectus was holding in its hand, really does prove to us in some ways that Homo erectus was exploiting this type of food resource. And there are other good reasons to believe that Homo erectus was very well adapted to foraging in and around water and actually diving under the water to collect these for part of the time, relatively shallow waters, actually collecting shellfish. And the shellfish really, for me, is one of the significant things, because they really have the potential to be a very significant element within the story of human evolution.
Well, I wonder, money, too sophisticated. Symbolic art, you know, jewellery, any guesses?
Look, I think that's beyond the scope of this study, and I wouldn't really want to be calling this art. What we know is that a human has picked up something and engraved into this. Now, when people look at the engraving, they'll see a white shell and the engravings in that. But when you think about what the shell would have been like when it was alive and shortly after the muscle had been consumed, the outer layer would have had a dark coating of organic matter, which is no longer there. So at the time, engraving through that dark skin, if you like, of the shell would have revealed the white layer underneath. And so it would have been quite striking. So was it something that aesthetically was pleasing to the person who did this? Did it have some sort of other function? I don't know. I'm not willing to speculate on that. I wouldn't call it art. However, if people want to put that label on it, that's up to them.
It is tempting. A fascinating discovery published on Thursday in the journal Nature. Dr. Stephen Munro, Department of Archaeology at the Australian National University in Canberra.